We are lighting up these airwaves. We are redefining entertainment from Bombela to Emalahleni. Raz FM.
I love Raz FM. Azishe.
Mpumalanga. Azishe.
But of course, right about now, we get into hashtag movers and shakers. This is where we get to converse with the trendsetters of Mpumalanga. I'm talking about the game changers, the innovators, the individuals that are willing to get up, do something, start from scratch, build, rebuild time and time again. And this afternoon, we are celebrating a queen who, from entertainment to innovation, Lebogang Khwele, is rewriting the playbook. She is founder and director of BKP Events and the powerhouse behind Sano and Snare and Hers Sanitary Pads. She's driving change across industries while uplifting communities. A lot of noise, a round of applause. Shayana Mabel Lapon Kona Kona for the Queen. Lebogang, welcome to Rise FM. How are you doing?
I'm good and yourself.
I'm fantastic.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's a pleasure. I'm excited to be speaking with you. A very big shout out and thank you to Pindile who linked me with you, because I love the work that you're doing. Went through your profile. I realized I know of your work. I didn't know you were the mastermind behind all of it. But this is such a pleasure and an honor for me to speak with you this afternoon. Happy Women's Month, Lebu.
Thank you very much, Sissy.
And
as we
kick it off, let's talk about the vision and the origins of it. Take us back to the beginning. What inspired you to start BKP Events, and what gap did you see in the entertainment space that you wanted to fill?
I founded BKP Events. I love music. I love entertainment. I love artistry. So when I started BKP Events, I started with PR. I still love PR so much. So back in the days, I used to do PR for the late Lundi and the Summers under HM Entertainment. HM Entertainment is led by Sony Mudise, the lady behind Basadi Music. So that was the lady that discovered me.
Wow.
And then she introduced me to the industry. Then I grew. So I moved from PR then to events, because I realized we have a huge gap in the entertainment industry. It's male dominated. So I then decided to say, no, I'm going to penetrate this market and I'm going to build my name, which I believe I've done so.
You definitely have. You definitely have. Lebu, BKP has carved its own identity in a competitive industry. What do you think makes your approach to events stand out and connect with the audience? Because whatever you're doing it well. You are doing it.
Our approach is always curated and tailor-made for the customer experience. So with every event we've came with, I've always said to my team, you know, an experience, an event is an experience.
Yeah.
People pay for an experience. So we have to make sure that when somebody buys a ticket and they get to our event, they have the best experience ever. So I'm always fussy about customer service, production, especially in events. Events is production. Your sound, the customer service, your seating, your decor and everything. So I'm always, like, I'm hands-on. You know, when I do events, I don't sleep. Because I have to make sure that we deliver.
Yeah.
So that next time when you say second annual, you don't even have to start marketing it from the bottom because of didn't deliver, you know. So I'm very fussy when it comes to certain things, but production being the main thing.
And that is so true, because now Babuya alone, eJozi bathi bayobukhela singavali makama kakhulu, but babuye bakhala bathi at the production for le mali lesikhiphile, they could have done better. So I hear you 100% right there. And you know, with every journey there are obstacles, there are hurdles, there's this and that. Every game changer has faced challenges along the way. What has been the toughest lesson you've learned in building BKP, and how did it shape your journey?
The challenge, let's start with the challenge. Mm. Money is, we're not going to lie. We're not going to lie.
Mm.
Anything needs money.
Yeah.
You know, for you to curate an event and an experience, you need money.
Mm.
And we find ourselves being challenged because even when we go to certain departments, we are not being funded.
Mm.
I'm sure I have submitted over 100 or 200 proposals.
Sure.
I've never been funded for any of the event. Even when I have shown my capability, we are never even supported by our government. That's a sad truth. You know, if you don't know anyone in government, you're not going to get supported. And yet, when we do this event, we create jobs, Sissy.
Yeah.
The most important thing, we create jobs. You know, when you come to, let's say you go to our government, and that has been my challenge, and I hope one day we can have an open debate about this. You know, when you go there and say, I need funding, they're looking at you because they're going to give you level 1 million.
Mm.
But the service providers, local service providers that need to be paid, you understand?
Mm.
So it's when we did one of the biggest events here, it was Ultimate Party, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Middleburg Ultimate Party is the biggest. There are more than 50 service providers there that hire people under them. Do you understand that if they gave us that 1 million, we would have created jobs and what local businesses.
Mm.
But we don't even get the support, you know. Hence, we are not even growing the way we want to. But in future, I would like our government to come on board and support us. We need the support.
That is true. And if you just joined us, it's your Rise FM Weekend Lunch. I'm Sibo. This is hashtag Movers and Shakers, and we're talking to a powerhouse, Lebohang Kwele. Now, Lebo, before I let you go, the future of BKP, what does it look like? Where do you see events, entertainment, and how is BKP positioning itself to stay ahead of the curve?
The future of BKP, I can say it's very bright. We have Sunday Sundown. I'm not sure if you've heard of it.
Yeah.
It's an event that we used to host with the late DOS line here in Middleburg.
Mm.
So the event is coming back. We're going to curate it and continue with the movement to keep his brand alive. He played a very important role.
Yeah.
So we're going to keep moving. And that's the thing about events. They don't stay the same. So we have to move with the times.
Mm.
We can't do events the way we did it 10 years ago.
Mm.
So we'll surely move with the time and create new movement and continue to penetrate spaces and grow within the entertainment industry and to also put women events out there. To say women are capable of doing it. We can create events and have successful events.
And we wish you all the best, Lebo. Above everything, this is me giving you your flowers, man. And when I saw that you are keeping Le Legacy at DOS Line alive, I was so impressed because so many times we do our fellow artists and DJs and promoters no justice. Masabashile ngathi siyakhohlwa ngabo, sikhohlwe about the impact that they've had across the industry. Ngathi nathi in the lowveld of Mpumalanga, we know his work, we know his legacy. And for you as BKP, to say we are keeping that legacy alive. Kwamele sikuthulele sigcoko, my queen. We wish you all the best and keep on hosting those parties. The ultimate party, I was there one time. Yo! Asilalanga. So we're definitely coming back this year.
Thank you very much for having me on your show.
And that is Lebohang Kwele. She is the founder, director of BKP Events. She's doing all sorts of things. Entrepreneur who is breaking boundaries and exploring her full potential. Ngithembe ukuthi this conversation iyakukhuthaza nawe usahlele ekhaya to get up, chase your dreams, no matter what it calls for. Stand for yourself if you choose to stand for anything.